The interesting thing is if you look at infant mortality rate, if you look at prematurity rates, if you look at teen pregnancy rates, they're all coming down. And I think what that says is the quality of care and the quality of the environment we provide for women as they move into their childbearing years is improving in Virginia. I like to say Virginia is not only a state for families, but it's a state to empower women. We're really working hard on that.
I get it that this is not any one program or any one agency, but can you be more specific about programs that have been particularly effective?
Oh, sure. The program Head Start, which we have throughout the state, which the program where we have visiting nurses who really work with mothers before the baby's born and then for the year after the baby's born to come in and work and make sure that they have all of the tools they need to have to be empowered, have made big differences. The CHIP program, which provides in-home visitation, has made big differences. And then we have some very good family spacing and family planning programs. So we really talk to women about how important it is to prolong those childbearing decisions and make sure that they have the knowledge they need to move forward. Our hospitals around the state have done a wonderful job of putting in place programs to make sure that an elective induction has to meet certain criteria before it can occur. What we used to see was at this time of year, people would say, oh, I want to have my baby before the end of the year so that I can have that tax deduction. We know that that's not always the best decision to make for that baby. So we've got hospitals and doctors around the state now who are very thoughtful before someone can go ahead and schedule that elective induction, and that makes a big difference.
What are the challenges ahead? What are we not doing well at this point? Is there any specific group that needs more attention?
Absolutely. We have pockets in the community. We know, as you and I have talked about before, there are still very big disparities in infant mortality and teen pregnancy with the African-American communities. We need to understand and reach out to each group. We have issues in different pockets around the state. The other thing we know is we still have to work on how we provide prenatal care and insurance and identify women who are pregnant early so that we can get them the type of care, the type of education and counseling they need to be able to be the best mom they can be.
The health care reform that has recently passed in may or may not stick, how might this impact your efforts?
Well, certainly if more women who are of childbearing age are insured, they are more likely to access the health care system, and we are then able to provide services for them. But currently, as you may remember, we increased the amount of women who could be eligible for insurance through the FAMIS program. And so we really are reaching out to try and find every woman who might be eligible for services.
Aside from health care reform, what about public policy in the state of Virginia?
I think the good news about Virginia, and I think this is really the good news story, Governor Kaine was passionate about infant mortality. Governor McDonnell is just as passionate. Governor McDonnell is committed to trying to have the healthiest families, and healthy families equate to economic opportunity and to educational opportunity. So he is very supportive of these endeavors.
So where do we go now?
I think where we go now is we don't lose sight. We continue to move forward. We carefully look at, we see numbers that are improving. What we have to do, and we're obligated to do with taxpayer dollars, is go back and say, what are the programs that are most successful? And how do we continue to support those and move those forward? And those programs that aren't successful, we go ahead and look at and see what can we change or do differently. I think one of the important things we do today is get the message out that this is working so that people continue to want to continue to move forward and don't feel like it's a fight that can't be won. I would just like to say openly to all of those doctors and nurses and hospitals and community care workers who've been working on this for 10 years, in this holiday season, I cannot thank each one of them enough, because we know that we have, we have more babies that are born term than 1,085 more babies carried to term this year. And we know there are 950 less teenagers who are going to go through the difficulty of being a teen mother. And all of those people around the state gave them this holiday gift.
Dr. Karen Remley is Virginia's State Health Commissioner. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.